to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live and on the air. Jack Munson here without Deb Evans this week. She's out on assignment or vacation or something of the sort. So it is up to me to handle these two guests we have tonight to talk about mobile marketing trends. And I can't think of two better guys in the industry that that can, you know, really kind of hip us on what's going on these days than a couple of old friends from the franchise industry, Doug Smith and Dan Durney. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Jack.
Thanks.
Hi, Jack. How are you, sir?
Very well. Thanks for joining. Before we get into our topic, why don't each of you sort of introduce yourself and tell everybody some of the things that you're up to these days. Doug, let's start with you.
Well, sure, Jack. Thank you for the opportunity to talk with you and Dan. For the last 15 years, I've done business finance, where somebody wants to buy a business or a franchise, I help them find the money. And then I've done some consulting work with businesses that want to bring a new product to franchising, primarily as a supplier to franchisors. And I've always been somewhat entrepreneurial, so I find multiple streams of income, and those have always intrigued me. So, and the mobile marketing piece is something that I just stumbled on about a month ago, and I'm stunned by it.
Yeah, it's we're going to get into that a little bit more in the show, but you know, what else is taking the world by storm more than you know, marketing to someone on the most important thing in their pocket right now? Dan, give us an update on what you're up to these days, sir.
So I've been doing franchise development for various clients for about 15 years. My company is called FranMaster. I've been involved in such brands as Massage Envy, et cetera, specialize in area representative kind of master franchising development. But since 2011, I've also had a mobile media marketing company doing some marketing with SMS and text marketing. And this seemed like a perfect add-on that we're going to be talking about today to round that out from a mobile marketing standpoint.
Excellent. So both of you guys have been in franchising now for a good amount of time. You know, we've all been around longer than there has been such thing as mobile marketing, right? So before we get into the mobile side, let's talk a little bit about some of the trends that you guys are seeing in the franchise space right now for both brands and local owners. And anything really kind of pop out as the headline of 2017 so far?
Well, this is Dan here. I would say that one of the things that is a challenge for franchisors and the franchisees is differentiation. Probably now more than ever, there's a lot of noise and competitive noise, and being able to differentiate themselves to the consumer as to what's offered at the local level, and also from a standpoint of franchise development, how to differentiate a franchise opportunity amongst the 3,000 plus franchise opportunities that are out there, and really how to set apart what you're offering and make sure that it's a good fit, and finding the right partners to be involved with.
Yeah, I love the partner piece too. Doug, what do you think?
Well, just to tag on to what Dan said, there's an old saying that says the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the main issue that franchisors face is twofold. You know, how do we help existing franchisees remain profitable? And secondly, how do we grant more new franchises? And for the franchisee, it's the same for whether it's a franchise system or a small business. You know, how do we, as Dan said, differentiate ourselves from the noise and drive more traffic?
Yeah, it seems to me that a good marketing program, I mean, you know, let's face it, I look at everything in franchising from the marketing lens, right? But to me, it's like a good marketing program is not only driving consumers to your existing franchisees, locations and stores and phones, but at the same time, it can be it can be a great benefit for franchise development to show candidates, hey, we've got this fantastic marketing piece that we are going to use to drive consumers to you at some point. So it's sort of like eating what you're cooking as well, right? Any other challenges you guys see out there that that are really kind of standing out outside of differentiation right now?
Well, you touched on it earlier, and that is how to reach the target consumer, whether it's at the franchisee level or looking for franchise partners. And that has changed radically. I mean, used to run ads in the newspaper for business listings is how that was the major way to recruit franchisees not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Yellow Pages has gone the way of the dinosaur, et cetera. So really trying to find where the eyeballs are and to get the and craft the correct message that will prompt action. And those eyeballs are basically looking down at a little 4 to 6 inch screen.
And I think that's going to lead us into what people are calling proximity marketing. So let's just start from there. What is it? Who's doing it well? And what are some examples of how people are using proximity marketing?
Doug, why don't you take
I'll take the first stab at that. Jack, it used to be that proximity marketing was owned by the larger companies, you know, companies like Walgreens and Macy's and Walmart and CVS. Those are companies that could afford to spend, $40,000 or $50,000 developing an app for the mobile market. And then they had the customer base to be able to convince to download the app. So when you were in their stores, you had your phone on, it would tell you there's a sale on apples in aisle such and such, or a sale on Coca-Cola in aisle such and such. But in December of last year, 2016, Google made a change in the software that's native to every Android phone that allows beacons to send a message to every Android phone within 100-yard range that has the Bluetooth turned on. And what that means for small businesses, now every small business owner can put proximity marketing to work in a cost-effective manner for them without an app.
Mm.
So all the consumer needs to have is an Android phone with Bluetooth turned on, and most of us have Bluetooth on for earpieces or connected cars or Bluetooth speakers at home. So that usually works well.
So,
and it's been referred to. It's even had a name. Some people are familiar with the term geofencing, and I kind of refer to this as a mobile geofencing because the device is, instead of sitting in a store, it actually is typically carried on your person in the form of something about the size of a quarter that just goes on your key ring. So everybody within, as Doug mentioned, 100 yards of you that has an Android phone with Bluetooth turned on can receive the message that you're sending out.
So the system you're describing is called Royalty Gems. I have that right, correct?
That's correct, yes. Yep.
And I've seen a preview of this, but why don't you guys tell us a little bit about how it works and how you got involved in sort of the direction it's going.
Well, the way it basically works is, again, it's a little about the size of a quarter, fits on your key ring, and you can program a 40-character message and include a link, which would need to be a secure link. And that is broadcast out, but not in a disruptive manner. It actually appears on your notifications list on an Android when you swipe down. So it wouldn't appear proactively right up on the screen so that it's not considered as spam.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much wherever you are or wherever your employees are, or if you're, and Doug will give some examples of real estate and other kinds of businesses, but that's basically what it is. It's sending out a little 40-character message with a link that people can click on to view your message. I equate it sometimes to like a sign spinner or a billboard from the way it's, as people are walking by, that's how they receive it in.
Right. And Doug, you said that this can reach anybody with an Android within 100 yards. Is that right?
Yeah, if you can imagine this, Jack, if you go to a basketball game,
yeah,
and there, let's say there's 10,000 people there, and you know, statistics statistics are that in North America, 60% of smartphones are Android, 25% are iPhones. So if you go into this stadium, let's say 50% of them, 5,000 people have an Android phone, and let's say 70%, which is a stat that I've read, have their Bluetooth turned on.
Mm-hmm.
So at 70% of 5,000 people is hundreds of people that see your message, and your message is 40 characters long plus a secure web link. And so, for instance, on one of mine, I talk about a product very quickly, and then I put my phone number on it.
Right.
And so I link them to, I use a virtual business card that lets me do video links and web links on it, and gives the recipient a chance to put their name and contact info if they want more information.
And so that web link could be anything. So we could push somebody to a landing page or a website front page or ordering page or something like that, right?
Sure.
Great.
As long as it's a secure website.
Okay.
It has to be secure.
Got it. And because I think when people think proximity marketing, I know I always did, or you start thinking about the beacons, you think, well, this is only for, frozen yogurt shops and pizza by the slice places in malls and, something where you've got to have some real estate, you've got to have a brick and mortar that people have to, walk by within 10 feet of the front door, or none of this is going to work. But that doesn't seem to be the case with this.
Well, let me give you an example. Dan mentioned realtors.
Mm-hmm.
A realtor, because these are waterproof and they operate by battery and they last about 2 years, a realtor can put one on an open house sign. And anybody coming up to take the information down will get a notification on their Android phone. They swipe it, and it could take them to a link to the virtual tour of that home, or a link to a list of all the open houses this weekend from that company, or a list of all their listings. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
If you have a service business and you're a plumber or an electrician, you have one in your truck. So when you're out servicing somebody's plumbing issue, it's broadcasting to all the neighbors within 100 yards. Or if you're a maid service, it's doing the same thing. So, I mean, to me, it's just phenomenal, the application that can happen. And to give you the brick and mortar, I have a friend from years past who works for another company who does marketing for automobile agencies. And I talked to him about these beacons, and he said, yeah, we carry a similar product, but ours is like four times as expensive as yours. And car dealers put them in to talk about their oil change special.
Mm-hmm.
So it just hits everybody in the parking lot, that happens to be parked out there. So, I mean, it's, the applications go for a wide range. I mean, I've talked to politicians locally, by the way, from both sides of the aisle, because every candidate needs name recognition in their home district. And what better way than to have all your campaign workers carrying one of these things in their pocket, and wherever they go within 100 yards, your message is, vote for me or learn more about me and here's my website or, whatever 40-character message you have.
And this technology is still very new. I think you said it was the end of 2016 when Google made this change that makes this work. Is that right?
Yeah. Before December of last year, in order for this to work, you had to have an app downloaded on your phone. I have a client who's a franchisor who has a pet store,
mm-hmm.
and he had an app developed, and he had one of these in his store. Now he's using these beacons because it's less expensive, and he's talking about franchising. So he's and he's also bringing them in to get coupons, etc. So it really does work both ways.
We're talking from a cost standpoint of between $2 and $3 a day to have three to eight of these gems out there marketing for you, so employees can be carrying them around, owner, etc. It's phenomenal.
What interests me too is this idea of it. It's still fairly new. We're what, 8 months in now since the technology has been available. And as people start seeing more useful messages, Doug, the example you gave, I think is very good with the realtors and someone, going to an open house or someone stopping to pick up information on a house that's been listed. as people get used to looking for those messages on their phone, other brands may want to piggyback on that and know that there's a certain number of people on any given Saturday are going to be going around to all of these open houses and you know, looking for information at a, on a specific place on their phone. And maybe we'll piggyback on that and talk about some other product too. So I think there's a tremendous amount of growth that could happen here that really can't happen within an app, right? That seems to me the trouble that that a lot of brands are struggling with right now. And this goes back to back in June at the Franchise Update Consumer Marketing Conference. I was on a panel with some guys who are doing some really interesting things in mobile marketing, and the number one concern for everyone in the audience was, you know, what are we doing with apps? Why do we need to do an app? It's not working. No one uses it. We threw a bunch of money at it and no one clicks on the app. And, you know, I think the answer from all of the experts on the panel was you need to start looking well beyond the app because, frankly, no one wants your app, right? So so I think this is a tremendous alternative. In the few minutes we have left, any other interesting uses of this technology that any of the brands you're working with have seen some growth from?
Dan, do you want me to jump onto that first?
Yeah.
Jack, I can tell you I've talked to a couple of franchise, that some of them call themselves consultants, some are brokers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they basically help people get involved in franchising, and they're using it to advertise to potential clients. And one of them I'm thinking of particularly had several friends who travel across the country, and they carry one of these in their bag for them whenever they travel. So everywhere that person goes is advertising this franchise consultant's business, which I think is really, really cool.
Yeah, especially the number of miles that those guys log in a year. They're going to cover a lot of territory.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can tell you, I've talked to a couple of salon owners that are going to put them in the hands of each of their employees and give them each a unique message that they can track when they call in to make an appointment so that when that customer comes in, the employee gets a spiff or a commission based on any product that new client buys.
Mm.
And so, you know, there's something in the game for everybody. And there's lots of ways to do that. The key is to get the thing mobile and out. So I carry mine with me everywhere I go.
That's
and as a side note, I do some stand-up comedy, and one of my gems promotes my stand-up comedy here in San Diego.
Excellent. Excellent. So where are you promoting that? Where are you hanging out in the neighborhoods or you know, going back and forth from the comedy store in places?
Let's just say I visit Costco a lot.
You go where the people are, right? You're looking for the numbers.
Where the people are.
That's
around downtown, go in the Gas Lamp District, and that's right, because there's a comedy place in downtown called Madhouse Comedy Club where I've performed a number of times. And so all right downtown there.
Excellent. Oh, that's a fantastic idea. Guys, the technology we're talking about is called Royalty Gems. Where can we get some more information on it?
Well, I know Dan's going to give his info. You can call me at 970-978-0665 or shoot me an email at doug@royaltygempro.com, and royalty is spelled with an IE. And, you know, or they can just go to
www.royaltygempro.com. Royaltygempro.com. Excellent. And Dan, a good place to reach you.
Mine's super easy. You get your phone out, you do a new text message, you text to 89800, and you text the word my gem, MYGEM. And that'll give you all my contact info.
I'm going to try it out right now. 89800. text the phrase "my gem." I'm going to do that right now. Guys, thanks so much for bringing us up to speed on the proximity marketing world. And I look forward to seeing you at a franchise conference in the near future. I would assume, by the way, when we go to these conferences, you guys are going to be broadcasting out to everybody as we walk around these trade shows and conferences, right?
Got that right.
Good assumption.
All right. Excellent. Gentlemen, thanks for joining Social Geek Radio tonight. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate the information. Have a great night.
Always good talking.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.